We're continuing the Shir in Likut Halachas, Yoredeya, Chelik Beis, Hilchois Bechor Behema Tehoira, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Ches. Vze Bechinas Bechor Tom. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll also understand a very important requirement when it comes to giving the Bechor of a kosher species of animal to the Kohen, that it's important that the Bechor be complete, without any defects, without any permanent blemishes. Ki osur lahakrivoi kiim kishuhu tom. We're not allowed to sacrifice the tam on the mizbeach unless it's whole. Ki kol asher boi mum lo yikrav. The Torah says anything that has a defect of a certain type, a permanent type of defect, is not allowed to be sacrificed. Because our holy faith in Hashem, in the Torah, in the Tzaddik, is associated with completion, wholesomeness, perfection. Because Rabbi Nizal tells us in chapter 31 in Likutei Moran, Sheshleimus kol hadvorim hi ho'emuna. That what completes everything, anything in this world that's incomplete, in order to complete it, we emuna is the completion and shlemus of everything. Ubiladei hoemuna kol hadvorim chaserim, and without emuna, everything is deficient or defective. It's lacking. V'afilu haTorah v'hadas digdusha. Even the Torah itself and Das, understanding, Ein lohem shlemus b'lo emuna, are considered incomplete without emuna, without faith. K'mo yisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says towards the end of Makkos, Bo Chavakuk v'he'emidon alachas v'tzadik be'emuna so yichye. That Chavakuk Hanovi came along and he was able to summarize the entire Torah with one thing. Emuna, based on this pasuk, v'tzadik be'emunasa yichye, ayin shom, look over there in Torah Lamed Aleph, where Rabbi Nizal emphasizes this point, that shlemus is emuna. Emuna is considered completeness, wholeness, and emuna is what completes everything. When we were learning Likutei Halachos Choshen Mishpot, there's a chapter there called Hilchos Ha'umnin, the laws related to craftsmen. A craftsman being a person, for example, who takes a piece of wood from a tree and he shapes it and carves it and forms it in order to make it into a cup or some other kind of vessel. That's called an uman. And Rav Nosson Zal had explained over there in Likutei Halachos that one of the reasons why we refer to a craftsman as an uman is based on this, what we just said here now, that emuna is shlemus. And therefore, a person who takes raw materials and shapes it into something complete, he completes that item. He completes the purpose for which Hashem created that item. Hashem created wood or metal or steel, those things, in order that we should be able to make kelim from it, vessels from it. And when you use metal, a metal like gold, to make a ring from it, a wedding band or something like that, that's when you're completing that item. And that's emunah. And therefore, the one that does it is called an uman. Ki be'emes ikar hashlemus hu rak hu emuna gdoisha. Because the truth is that real perfection, completeness, is only emuna. Emuna, the holy emuna, the true emuna. Ki ein shlemus rak bebechinas emuna. Because the only thing that's really complete is emuna. Ubilti hu emuna, and without emuna, kol hadvorim chaserim. Everything is incomplete. We know that there's a famous quote, im das koniso machosarto. If you've acquired das, what are you lacking? You have everything. Vim das chosarto, and if you're lacking das, ma koniso. What have you acquired? Everything you have is incomplete. The kind of das that we're referring to over there is the das of emuna. In Now, this Rav Nosson Zal says in a number of places that real Shleimus Hadas in Judaism is to know that there's a Hashem and to believe in Hashem. That's Shleimus Hadas. Ki be'emes yefsher lahasig v'lodas shum dovor b'shleimus gomor. Because the truth is that it's impossible for a human being to understand anything to completion, to 100%. V'alkein hadas bi'atzmoi hu choser b'vadai. And it's for this reason that what we call das, what people call das, understanding, is lacking. A person can go to university and graduate school and medical school and then go to school afterwards for 1,000 years and they still will not know everything there is to know or everything they would want to know about medicine. Those doctors that are honest, who have studied for years and they're still studying, they're always reading the magazines, updating themselves all the time on what's going on, will admit that there's so much that we realize we don't know. All of us don't know so much. We're talking about a doctor, an eye specialist, who only studies the eye, and he's read thousands of pages. He's got hundreds of books. And if he's honest, he will admit there's a lot that we still don't know and we don't understand about how the eye works. So therefore, v'alkein hadas bi'atzmoy hu choser bevadai. Therefore, the das, understanding, is incomplete in this world. Kamashikosov, as the wisest, as the smartest person of all mankind, once said, Shlomo HaMelech, Omarti Echkemo Vehi Rechoyka Mimeni. I said, I will achieve Chachma, I know, I understand, and I see that it's very far from me. V'alkein, and therefore, Afilu mi shezoiche lahasig eze hasogo v'yediya. Even a person who zeicha to achieve a certain high-level understanding of Hashem, kigoin shezeicha lahasig eizik kavona be'eza mitzvah, meaning, even a person who zeicha to study the Sifrei Kabbalah, the writings of the Arizal, where the Arizal reveals to us the kavonos of certain mitzvahs, the depth behind it, afilu hisik kavona amitis. Even if a person was zeicha to understand a true, correct, an accurate, correct understanding in one of the mitzvahs, kishayirtze lasos hamitzvah ba'osei hakavona levad, when the person will want to go ahead and perform that mitzvah just with that kavona alone that he learned in those pages of the writings of the Arizal, bevadai ein ze shleimus. That is definitely incomplete. Imperfect. Ki kiflayim letushia. Because there's an expression, kiflayim letushia, that in the Torah there's double, there's much more. Whatever you learn about a mitzvah, whatever you learn about anything in Yiddishkeit, you need to realize that there's much, much more to say about it. Ki gam zois hakavona bevadai eino yochoy lahasigo atachlisa b'shleimus. Because even what that person learned, if let's say that person learned the 15 pages in the writing of the Arizal, or the 100 pages that speak about a particular mitzvah and explain the kavanas of that mitzvah, Rav Nosson Zal says, you can be sure that the person that learned that does not understand it completely, 100%. Mikolshkein v'kolshkein, so how much more so, ki yesh shivim ponim la-Torah. We know that there are 70 paths in the Torah. There are 70 interpretations of every single mitzvah, every single item in the Torah. V'chol ponim uponim klulim me'alofim v'rivavois perushim. And each one of the paths in understanding the Torah is comprised of thousands and tens of thousands of explanations. Ad ein kates, ad infinitum. Ubevadai ein shum tzadik ba'oretz sheyuchal lahasig mitzvah achas b'shleimus. And therefore we can definitely say that there isn't a single tzadik in the world who can understand even one mitzvah to perfection, to completion, to understand it 100%. Ki aruko me'eretz mido urechov miniyam. Because the Torah says about itself that the Torah is longer than the entire earth and it's wider than the ocean. So no matter how much you learn, no matter how much you study, no matter how much you understand, it's a drop compared to what there is to understand. Ukomay shekosuv, and as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Dovid HaMelech says, L'chol tichla ro'isi keitz, regarding everything, I've seen an end, but rechova mitzvos chamoid. But regarding Hashem's mitzvahs, they're very, very wide. Meaning, that's something I don't see an end to. No matter how much I learn about it, no matter how much, there's so much more. V'alkein, and therefore, im yirtze l'kayim ha-mitzvah, rak im zois ha-kavona levad, if a Jew will want to fulfill a mitzvah, let's say the holiday of Pesach is coming, and he's going to want to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah, eating matzah, and he's going to take out the writings of the Arizal and study everything the Arizal has to say about matzah. And the Arizal has a lot to say about it. A lot. About the different names of Hashem that are involved and all the different facets of it from a Kabbalistic point of view. And when the person will be eating the matzah, he will focus only on what he learned in the Arizal about the mitzvah of matzah. Bevadai chiser harbe. The person is definitely missing a lot. Meaning he can't feel, wow, I'm such a big tzaddik, I'm a Kabbalist. Other people are eating matzah like humanoids. I'm eating matzah like a nuclearoid. You know, I know the writings of the Arizal and I've learned secrets about matzah that nobody knows. Almost anybody that knows all the information I have about matzah. If the person thinks that his information is complete, that his understanding of the mitzvah is complete, and by eating the matzah with that understanding alone, he's complete, Rav Nosson Zal says he's very wrong. He's missing a lot. Ki kavonas ha-mitzvah hu ad ein keitz. Because the secrets behind the mitzvahs, the understanding of the mitzvah, is infinite. Al kein, therefore, lo'olam tzorich le'emuna. We always need emuna, meaning no matter how much you learn about a mitzvah, you've learned all the gemaras and all the halacha and all the commentaries, every commentary you can get hold of, and even learn the Kabbalah, the secrets of Torah, still, you must have emuna. You must have faith in Hashem that Hashem is infinite, the mitzvah is infinite, and as much as I understand about it, as much as I know about it, it's infinitesimal compared to what there is to know about it. Ki emuna hu shlemus. Because emuna, faith, that's something that is complete, that is whole. Ki kishemekayim es ha-mitzvah be'emuna. Because when a person fulfills a mitzvah with faith, shemamin shashem yisborach tziva lanu la'asos ha-mitzvah hazois, mitzad retzoinoi vetamoi, where the person believes that Hashem has instructed us to fulfill this mitzvah because that's Hashem's desire and Hashem has his reasons for it. And I don't know and I can't possibly know all of Hashem's reasons as to why I should eat matzah. Because Hashem, in instructing us to do this mitzvah, wants whatever he wants. Hashem's got his agenda. Hashem knows why he wants us to eat matzah. And no matter how much I've learned about it, I don't yet know Hashem's reasons for why he wants us to do this mitzvah. When a person does it that way, nimtzo kishemekayim ha-mitzvah bekavona zu. When a person fulfills the mitzvah with that kind of intention, machma shezeh ritzoino yisborach, because this is the will of Hashem. Shenase zois hamitzvah bezois hakavona. Shenase zois hamitzvah, that we should perform this mitzvah, that I should eat matzah made from flour and water and baked under 18 minutes, and I should eat it at this particular time of day, and I should eat it in this position, in a leaning position. If a person does it with faith, Bezois hakavono klulim kol hakavonoi sheba'olam bishleimus. In that intention is included all the different intentions. Everything that's written in all the Gemaras and all the Shulchan Aruch and all the Sifrei Kabbalah, it's all included there. So the person who does it with that simple, simple faith, he's covering all the bases. He's not missing out on any of the reasons or any of the intentions. V'hu oisa mitzvah al das zeh. And the person is doing the mitzvah with that kind of intent. Ki b'ritzayna yisborach sherotzo shenase zois ha-mitzvah. Because in Hashem's will and in Hashem's intention that he wanted us to do this mitzvah, bozeh klulim kol ha-kavono yishabayla mishleimus. In Hashem's will and intention is included all the different reasons and all the different purposes. And the person's doing the mitzvah based on that. I'm doing it because this is what Hashem wants. And I know very well Hashem knows exactly what he wants and why he wants it. And I don't have to know. I can't know all of Hashem's reasons why he wants it. V'oz ha-mitzvah b'shleimus. Then the mitzvah is complete. It's whole. It's perfect. Ki bozeh klulim kol ha-kavonos b'shleimus. Because in that intention is included all the different possible intentions that there could be to completion ad infinitum. We know that the word tam, tes ayin mem, means reason, the reason for something. The word tam also means taste. We've spoken about this many times, that in the desert, the Jews were given miracle food called mon. And the mon had a property in it that it included all the different possible tastes that a person could possibly want. Anything you could possibly want it to taste like, it would taste like, with one or two very unique exceptions. But just about everything, it had all the tamim in the world were included in the mon. And we mentioned that Rabbi Freumels now writes in his Sefer that when the Jews saw the mon, they said, mon hu, it is mon, it is what? Meaning saying, what is it? That's what they said, mon hu, what is it? Ki lo yodu mahu, because they didn't know what it was. They never saw anything like this. This was a flying saucer, you know, something coming from outer space, sent down, you know, lechem and hashamayim. And Rabbi Freumel writes that the words mon hu spell the word emuna, emuna. So that again, emuna is this secret, is this holy, holy item that includes in it all the different tamim, all the different tastes, all the different reasons. If a person says, here again, lahavdil, lahavdil, a parent tells a son, listen to me very carefully. I want you to go right now to my friend that's three blocks down. I want you to bring him this package. Make sure you deliver it to this place. The son hears the instruction. The son thinks of a reason why his daddy wants him to deliver this package to that person. And based on the reason that the son understood, he goes ahead and does not deliver the package to the person. Because he sees, you know, something coming. And then he comes back to the father says, did you give it to him? No. Why not? Because you told me to give it to him because you wanted ba 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 ba, and I knew that that wasn't the case, so I didn't give it to him. The father says, "What do you think you're me already? You know all my reasons. Your reason was one of the reasons what I thought why I wanted to, but I had other reasons that you don't know anything about whatsoever. And therefore, you just created a tremendous disaster in not fulfilling the instructions that I gave you. You assumed that the reason that you understood that why I was asking you to do this was X. You didn't know that there's information that you don't have at all. You don't know about Y, Z, and F and that have nothing to do with you at all." And the son says, "I didn't realize. How should I know?" And the daddy says, "Of course how you should know. That's why I didn't give you a reason. I didn't tell you do it because of this. I said deliver it. Make sure you do it exactly the way I'm saying." That's this concept of the emuna and the idea here, that the more we learn about the mitzvahs and the Torah, and the more we do get an understanding, which is what we're supposed to do, we have to always remember and remind ourselves that this doesn't mean I understand this mitzvah already. This does not mean I know everything I need to know about this mitzvah. Ridiculous, impossible. I can never possibly know all of Hashem's intentions. So with all the knowledge I have, if when I do the mitzvah, I'm going to have in mind I'm doing the mitzvah because of A, B, C, and D. I know four reasons for doing this mitzvah. And everybody else at this table is much less smart than me. The most that they know is one reason, and I know four reasons. So I'm doing the mitzvah because of these four reasons. Rav Nosson says if a person does that, he's shooting himself in the foot. Because Hashem doesn't have four reasons. Hashem can have 4 trillion reasons. And by you limiting yourself to these four reasons, you're missing out on everything else. So therefore, even with all my knowledge, when I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm doing it because Hashem said so. Simple Simon's, I'm doing it to fulfill all of Hashem's reasons. Not the reasons that I know. The reason I know might be some of Hashem. I'm doing it to fulfill all of Hashem's intentions in this mitzvah. V'alkein, and therefore, afilu mi shezoich lahasig kavono amitis, masheroi lechavno, even a person who's zoich to study the Sifrei Kabbalah, and he's zoich to understand the true explanation, the true intention of Hashem that's presented in that sefer in explaining the mitzvah, the person always has to include emuna in the recipe. You can never leave out that ingredient. And if you include emuna in the equation, that I'm doing this because I believe in Hashem, and because I believe this is what Hashem has said I should do, and I believe Hashem has infinite number of reasons, and I believe that I know one of them, or two of them, I believe that I've had the privilege of getting to a level where I can learn the writings of the Arizal, and I've been zeichet to read one of the kavanas, or 5 of the kavanas, I'm very privileged, but of course, I'm including emuna in this, that I'm doing it because I believe in Hashem, and I believe Hashem is infinite, and the mitzvah is infinite. It's way beyond my understanding. Then the mitzvah is complete. Whereas if the person is relying only on his particular intention or his particular understanding of the mitzvah, ein loy shleimus. The mitzvah is not complete. Umechaser harbe, it's lacking a lot. He's leaving out a lot.